Restoring My Soul, Monday the 23rd of March, Washing Christ's Feet. After Jesus had recounted the parable of the creditors, he said to Simon the Pharisee, "Do you see this woman?" Jesus was directing Simon's attention to the woman who had washed his feet with her tears, who had wiped his feet with the hair of her head, who had kissed his feet, and who had anointed him with fragrant oil. Her actions demonstrated that she had received a word of faith from Christ and had been strengthened with might through the Spirit in the inner man. This woman, along with the other women in the Scriptures who were delivered to faith through repentance, exemplified the responses of every woman who desires to be established in godliness, and in particular, the response of Christian wives to their husbands. More broadly, they illustrate the responses of everyone who is being established as part of the Bride of Christ. When we consider the response of this woman, we note that her first action was to wash Jesus' feet with the water of her tears. These tears came from eyes that see. She was illuminated to something that Simon the Pharisee had been unable to see. Hence Jesus' question, "Do you see this woman?" That which the woman had seen caused her to believe and to reap with repentance and joy. As the psalmist declared, "Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy." He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. The woman washed Jesus' feet in preparation for his journey as the Lamb of God and Lion of Judah. On this journey, which would culminate in being lifted up on Mount Calvary, the gospel of peace would be revealed and proclaimed to the whole earth. The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 7 verse 44, Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16, Psalm 126 verses 5 and 6, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 15, and John chapter 12 verses 31 to 33. For further study, Luke chapter 7.